talking fall garden prep with Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email us, info@rosieonthehouse.com, if you need to snap a picture and send it to us for plant or insect identification. We'll do the best we can to help you that way. Whatever works for you, we are here for you, the Arizona homeowner. And Jay's joining us this morning from his family cabin up at Christopher Creek. Not really the right elevation for a lot of growing vegetable gardens.
Yeah, Christopher Creek?
Yeah.
Well, summer garden. You can grow a beautiful summer garden here because it's, you know, it's warmer, a little bit warmer than Flagstaff, so you get a little longer season. So, yeah, you know, our problem here is we're just not here enough to.
Your morning visitors you sent us a picture of would happily take care of that garden.
The people that do have gardens here in the area have very tall fences. Very tall wire mesh fences to keep the furry friends out, yes.
As we're getting ready for our prep, we talked through soil prep, and you were mentioning we could probably hang off a little bit on starting from seed. But I know you're a big proponent of, you know, the starter plants from the nurseries that they sell in little individual trays, flats. You have a lot better gardening success than starting from seed.
Well, it depends on, you know, what you're planting and how many of them you're going to plant. So there are things, obviously, from seed, most of your root crops like carrots, beets, turnips, radishes, and you can start those right in the ground. You don't have to start them in a starter tray indoors or anything else. When the time is right and the soil is right, you know, you can just, you know, create a little trench with your finger. The soil should be loose enough, by the way, that you should just be able to stick your hand in and dig a hole. But just take a, you know, your finger or a, you know, the handle of your trowel and make a little trench and sprinkle your seeds in there, and then, you know, fluff that soil back over them and keep it moist, and you don't want to buy transplants or start those. Then the key on some of that stuff, especially the root crops, is you need to get in and thin them. You don't want to let every one of those come up, or they'll be too close together, and they won't get very big, or they'll be misshapen. Another little trick you can do to kind of seed, use to separate your seeds so you don't have to thin as much or maybe at all, is take the seed and get a big mason jar and put the seed in there, but then put some like potting soil or something in there and mix that all together, shake it up good so that the seed is mixed in with the mulch or potting soil, and then you can sprinkle that down your little trench, and that soil will act as a kind of a carrying agent. It will just separate that seed for you. So that's a good little trick on if you're direct sowing seed into the ground to get the seed separated, so that you don't have to do as much or maybe even any thinning once that seed comes up. As far as transplants, you know, so things that, you know, like let's, even though it's the wrong time of year, tomatoes is a good example for that. If you're going to sow a packet of tomato seeds, you're going to end up with hundreds of tomato plants where, you know, depending on your family size, you know, 4, 5, 6, maybe 10 or 12 even tomato plants is going to give you gobs of tomatoes. Peppers the same way. So I'm kind of more of an advocate of, you know, buy the starts on those, you know, but things like spinach or lettuces or those types of things where you might, you know, you're going to harvest on those all season long, and you can do multiple crops of those too, by the way. So you can sow, you know, one little row or one little patch of some of those leafy things, and then, you know, in a month, maybe do it again, and then maybe in a month, you can do it 3 or 4 times. It's a long season for the leafy green stuff.
Boy, you're
all coming on at one time.
You're on to something there. John Jay, and I know it makes you very nervous when I come on and want to give gardening tips, but I'll tell you, I did learn something in my garden last year. Yes, I got a package of lettuce seeds that were called spring variety. It was like four different types of lettuce in one package.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I just planted them on a 7-foot row. And when they came in, I would just go out to the garden every night with a pair of scissors, and I would cut about 3 inches above the dirt line, two big old handfuls, bring it inside and wash it. And by the time Jennifer and I got to the end of the 7-foot row, I could just go right back and start all over again. I mean, it was a full winter of fresh lettuce. It was butter lettuce, red leaf lettuce, the iceberg, and it was my favorite salad. But so the one easy gardening tip is, boy, if I can find that package of mixed lettuce seeds again, there's no doubt that's the way I'm going to do it. Because like you say, you can harvest off that plant all winter long.
Yeah, so don't pull them up. Just cut them off and let them come back. And, those mixes, those spring mixes, those, you know, lettuce mixes, not only that, they're pretty.
They are.
In the garden. When you've got all that color and that's another thing, people. You don't have to plant just flowers in your garden. If you want to attract pollinators, plant a few vegetables, plant a few flowers in there, or some herbs, and let them go to flower, different things, to have kind of some variety and mixture, and it'll also attract, you know, those bees and hummingbirds and different things to your garden that will help pollinate it as well. So, you know, a little variety and a little color and texture in your garden, you know, makes it look more interesting, as well as, you know, harvesting food out of it.
And when you were talking about the need to thin, and I'm a horrible thinner, whether it comes to something in the row or thinning the apples and the peaches off the trees.
I'll take it to interrupt you. We had a county extension agent years ago. Lowell True was his name. And when it came to fruit trees and thinning, he said you ought to bring your neighbor or somebody over and do it for you, because they won't care as much as you will, and they'll take more off. You won't take enough yourself.
No, and I never do. But why do they, on the back of the seed plant, tell you to put one every 2 inches and then come back and take them out? Why don't I just plant them every 4 inches or 6 inches and not have to worry about thinning them?
Well, two reasons. Number one, if you've looked at a lot of these seeds, they are dinky, tiny little things. You try and sow one even every 2 inches. I don't know how you do that. You know, unless you do the little trick with adding some soil to it and getting some separation between those seeds. I challenge anybody to try and plant out of a packet of seed one seed every 2 inches. And then the other thing is, they're not all going to germinate and sprout. So if I plant just to this specific spacing that I want, and then if a couple, three of those don't make it, now I'm a foot apart or 18 inches apart. You know, so you want to plant, kind of taking some failure into consideration as well, and then, you know, the worst case scenario is if they all germinate, I'm going to have to thin. Well, that's a good problem to have. The other thing that's kind of cool on some of those, if you can find it, I haven't seen as much of it lately, but you used to be able to buy, especially the root crops, carrots and beets and things like that, on what was called a tape. So the seed company had gone in and taken seeds, and they were, for lack of a better word, they were glued to this biodegradable paper tape. So you put your little trench in, and then you just laid that paper tape in the trench and then filled it over. And so those seeds were already pre-spaced for you as well. Those are really slick if you can find, especially if you're going to grow, you know, carrots or radishes or beets or things like that. If you can find it on seed tape, man, do it. It's wonderful.
Seed tape. I like that.
It's on a tape. It's on a paper, for lack of a better thing, like a piece of sticky tape. And they've just taken that seed and pre-spaced it. and it's on those, and you just, boom, you don't have to do a thing to it.
Well, one more way.
As you can tell, I'm for making it as easy as you can. Because if it's easy to do and you're going to be more successful, then you're going to be more apt to repeat.
Just looking it up real quick here, it looks like every brand still has that, so you can all find it. I'm on it.
Good. Yeah, do it.
So seed tape, one more way that you can help gardening success. And I'm assuming you'd still have to thin on that as well. I don't know how far they're spacing those seeds on the tape. But.
Well, not too much, actually. That's the whole point, is they're kind of pre-spaced about how they should be. So in most cases, you wouldn't have to do any thinning either. It's, you know, it's, that's the beauty of it.
Now, what's the real secret of growing Vidalia or sweet onions or carrots? I've given up on them because, I mean, I grow the ugliest, deformed, crazy-looking carrots you could ever imagine. They look like pretzel carrots, so I quit growing them. And I can never get my onions bigger than a ping pong ball.
So
you have to grow them in sponges or something?
So if you want to grow a big, you know, a big Vidalia type or slicing onion, you want to buy a short day onion. And it used to be, you know, I haven't looked at seed packets in a while, but it, you know, the kind of the dating would be on the, so I, like a Texas Grano 10, 15 something odd, whatever it is going to be a, you know, an October planting, onion. So you want to buy a short day onion and plant them from seed. Our onion sets, the little bulbs that you might buy in the nursery to grow onions, those grow a much better green onion, you know, or an onion that you're just going to use the tops of.
Yeah.
But you can, if you plant those early enough, and again, you thin them out as you're using the green onions and leave one every, you know, maybe 10 or 12 inches, they'll make a you know, a good big dry onion. The key to anything root crops, to having good looking or sizable, is very loose soil. You know, just out there, you know, east of the 101, you know, Rousseau's grow, you know, beautiful carrots, but you've got to have deep, loose soil for those roots to be able to grow easily and down. And thinning them, again, is also very important. If carrots are too crowded or onions are too crowded, you know, especially carrots, you'll get some really weird looking things. Although, you know, they still taste good. you know, they're nothing. You know, if you have bought carrots in the grocery store or pulled one right out of the ground, and they're just like eating candy, you know, especially if you pick them a little bit small and they're tender. So don't give up. Just maybe create a space or grow your carrots in a raised box that's, you know, a little deeper, 10 or 12 inches deep, in good raised, loose, sandy mix, soil mix, kind of potting soil mix, and thin them good. You'll grow some nice carrots.